Analecta by E.E. Beck, read by Rhea 3 and 4. Should have lied about the stork thing. Would have been easier in the long run. In any case, I declare this solidly your problem now by force of astrography. I've never been so glad to be on Comar with all of you at home. You'll do beautifully, and if you don't, it's never too late to chain her up in the dungeon until she's 30. Though, it has just occurred to me that we don't have anything that qualifies as a proper dungeon anymore. Brightly lit blocks of sterilized cells just don't have the same effect. So, it really is true. Your reign is a degradation of all that is proper and... Or just set it on fire. Let me know. Oh, also, I would like to take this moment to exercise my undue influence over you and assert that anything Ambassador Hartley may or may not say about what I may or may not have allegedly said to the President Johannes is a wild exaggeration. He's getting on, old Hartley, and his ears aren't always what they used to be. Is it any wonder that when I said to Johannes that if he took a step as drastic as revoking the transit permits, we just have to muck through, he heard something else? Besides, no one else was in hearing distance anyway, so I don't know what he's squawking about. 5 months, but I suppose it's naive to expect it to be any easier. I miss him more than I ever expected, and I expected a lot. There's regret, of course, for the times we fought, and more for the strain I put between you. I say this now because you are many wormholes away and can't protest. I know I did that, but I see now that we both loved you to the exclusion of all reason. I understood imperfectly years ago, even if we differed on what we wanted for you. I am told that happens with fathers. And that's a great loss for me, I think, aside from seeing you grieve. Anything I have ever managed to learn about being a good father came from watching him with you. I always knew I couldn't go far wrong with that guide, knowing as I do the extraordinary results he produced. At least I got to tell him so last fall. You were away, and I had pretty well convinced myself that it was over and you weren't going to come back to me, that you shouldn't. He did a lot of hovering, and the two of us got properly and voorishly drunk one night and compared mistakes. The big kind. The ones that leave a great smoking hole in the middle of your life and keep dropping fallout for years after. We are still in the fallout, you and me, no matter how hard you insist otherwise. So maybe I should save the rest of the story until we're at least on the same planet, because I want to tell you one of the lesser-known miracles of Errol of Kosigan, and I should do that in person. The most pig-headed, exasperating, stubborn, impetuous, obnoxious brat I have had the towering displeasure to share genes with. We haven't even managed to carry on a civil conversation since the minute you left. Errol and I managed just fine. I still maintain that kid could get along comfortably with a set again an attack squad. Pause to pray he will never find out. Errol thinks a great deal more than he says. Who'd he get that from, hmm? So he can be disconcerting sometimes. But at least he and I are speaking the same language, unlike someone I could name, who might as well be miming for all I can figure out what's going on in his head. He was planning on sneaking his school crowd into the armory, stealing out that ground-to-air grenade launcher and setting up on the roof to shoot at a fleet of junkyard air cars he'd got from he won't say where, programmed to fly strafing runs on autopilot. I pointed out that IMSEC was likely to misinterpret this as a planetary invasion, and he said that was half the fun. Your son is a maniac, with the sort of instinct for mayhem that should be either surgically exercised or applied to productive channels before he takes up starting riots as a diverting hobby. If the Council of Counts knew exactly what sort of loose cannon we'll be inheriting from you, they'd abolish the Imperium on the spot and start a cooperative organic farming state. I swear, Gregor, if... The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for the author. You can do that at her live journal, likeitsin.livejournal.com. Thanks for listening.